This is episode 14, I think, of MGM Marketability's podcast. We have a different crew today. We ditched Angie.
and we all know why. And I took her seat. But not her role. You have her role.
Yeah, I'm Angie today. Better looking.
Angie's
younger.
Angie's split into two.
Spicier.
More maler.
Yeah, a lot more facial hair.
Yeah, well, that's good. So, like, this is, like, the least amount I've shaved in
a while.
Hot, you do? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hate it.
Why?
I think I look trashy.
I think it looks good.
Like, I can't do a marketing video like this.
I like my friends a little on the trashy
side.
Well,
you could do a video on how to keep your mustache clean and market that.
Well, I don't know how to do that, so I'd have to get somebody else's marketing video that. And then remarket it as myself.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm confused.
Anyways,
evolving fast.
So our main topic for today is going to be what marketing has worked on you. Like something that you've noticed where it's like you've seen it and you didn't know anything about it. Like maybe it was a Facebook ad or you saw it at an ad, like a basketball game, like a sign or something. I don't know.
So the main thing that has been working on me that has in the past was just Facebook ads in general. Because they target me with things that I don't need, but I really want. So, like, I bought a couple, like, some t-shirts on there at first. I bought it's from Scrubs. It was JD on Turk's back. It's cartoons, and he's like, Eagle. So I bought that because I was like, oh, who doesn't want that shirt?
But I don't.
But now they're marketing, like, bigger and more expensive things to me where it's, like, soundboards and, like, expensive microphones and cameras and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
That stuff works on me. I think that's why they're upping the ante.
The targeting is so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, and okay. So speaking of the targeting, it makes me angry whenever I buy something on Amazon and then I see the ad for it everywhere. It's like, hey, get your AI robots in line and stop selling me something that I literally just bought. Like, you don't need to market to me a $500 soundboard after I bought a $500 soundboard.
Well, they want you to buy another one.
Yeah.
You can do
a second podcast.
But they don't know that.
Yeah, they...
you need two soundboards to be able to do two podcasts. Like, no, I can record it on the same
at the same time.
All right, Shane, what marketing has worked on you?
I think...
Also, is this your first podcast?
Yeah.
This is
my first MGM podcast.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to welcome Shane. Shane, talk about yourself for like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Or maybe 30
seconds.
I don't even know
I have 2 minutes.
30 seconds is better.
I'm Shane. I am on... I don't know. What am I supposed to say about myself?
That's freaking spot on.
That was a good one.
I edit videos, and now I'm on this podcast. That's all I have to say.
Well, so what kind of videos do you like editing?
Hunting. Yeah, I do a lot of outdoors kind of related, like adjacent stuff. So, I mean, that's...
Right. So if you need any outdoor hunting content, Shane
anything
is the
related
guy.
To that. Yeah, that
so
I'm
contact
the
Growing
guy,
Media, growingmediamarketing.com. We're on Facebook.
Sitka Gear.
Instagram.
We're on Instagram.
First Light. YouTube. You guys. I got it.
Yes.
I can do it.
Yeah. All right. So what marketing has worked on
actually,
you,
I'm
hunting marketing?
No, not necessarily hunting, but listen. Okay. Anytime, like, especially you get into the outdoor space, which is what I'm really into, like, you get a whole bunch of stuff that's like, incredibly overpriced, especially like clothing. I think like clothing is like a really good way to put that. Like, I can buy a pair of pants right now. It's $450, which seems absolutely ridiculous. But I've noticed that like whenever I first got into buying like gear, right? I think that even works for like soundboards with like anything. Like, they slowly get you. Like, you first see like a sticker price and you're like, nah, like there's not a chance. But then like you keep on seeing it. And then the ads get cooler and cooler, okay? And somehow they've convinced me now. Like, I 6 months ago, like, you told me, like, you're going to spend $300 on pants. Like, no. There's not a chance. But you show me enough targeted ads of dudes climbing up mountains in these pants.
And they're good looking.
Yeah, and now I know.
The pants are the guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
Right.
And now I know I have to have them. The same thing with, like simple stuff, like, I saw like it was like a jet boil type thing. It's like $50. So what it is basically, it's just like a little like portable stove, basically. Okay, I can buy one at Walmart for like $10. Okay, but you show me enough guys and cool stuff running around in cool places with a jet boil, and all of a sudden I'm convinced that it's worth the other $50 every single time. You'll
somehow
get it.
Yeah,
it's over time. Like, you keep on throwing it at me, and eventually you're gonna get me.
That's a good point, too, because that happens to me. Like, they'll show me something. I'm like, I'm not spending that much money on that. And you show it to me, like, 50, 60 more times. Yeah. I'm like, all right. I do kind of want it.
Yeah, yeah. So this has actually happened to me, and I am all in on it now because their marketing was so good. So we're going to send this to Cuts Shirts, C-U-S-T-S. I'm wearing one right now, actually.
C-U-S-T-S?
Yeah.
At them.
Cuts? Or C-U-S-C-U-T-S. Okay.
Whatever. Spell that right.
Anyways, Cuts Clothing. They make like shirts, and they're like $50 to $60, and it's just like a normal shirt, right? But, and you know, it's like for me, I was always buying like Target, you know, black shirts or whatever that were $8 or something. And so I was like, man, I don't know. But then I kept seeing the ad over and over again. They're like, this is the softest shirt you'll ever have. It fits better. And then, you know, good looking dudes in the shirts and they're getting girls. I don't know. I don't remember the marketing.
But that's how they get you too.
But I mean, it's constant because I scroll through my Facebook feed and it's every time I scroll through, it was there. It was there almost every single time. And so eventually I bought one, right? I went on it. I was like, okay, I'll try it out. Because I can return it, right? I loved it.
Is that what you're wearing now?
Yeah. Now I have like eight of their shirts. Like I've spent almost $500 just on their shirts. It looks and
feels comfortable.
Oh, it is.
Is it like a tactical shirt?
No idea.
It just looks like a shirt.
I feel like a ninja. It looks good.
Yeah.
We'll call it.
But I mean, that's what they do, right? Like this.
It's that repetition.
Yeah. Well, that and like even the high sticker price, like on half of that stuff, like you look at it and like you're just slowly convinced over time by it being thrown in my face over and over and over again that like now I'm like, it's only like $100. Like, is that even worth it? Like, shouldn't I just upgrade now? Because I've seen this so many times that I'm like, I'm now convinced that the price is like, so you're like 50, 60 bucks. Like, you see that the first time, you're like, nah, but you see it like the 80th time and you're like, okay, maybe this.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I am going to do
Especially
it.
Especially when they make really cool videos. Like Shane was talking about.
No, yeah, any kind. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't even have to be about the product. Like, if you show me the product being used in something cool that's high quality, like that's gonna increase my wanting to buy it by 90%.
That's the epitome of car commercials. they do all this fancy stuff in a car commercial.
The low angle and the cool lights,
and then I don't even think it's a car commercial. It's like a family having like a great time, and it looks like it's gonna be some positive message.
And, like Ford.
And then it's like, yeah, come buy like a Ford. I don't know. I don't even know what Ford cars at all.
Escort,
because they're awful. But anyways,
Sorry,
but,
Ford.
But like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, what? That whole 30 seconds was about a freaking car. Like
but it gets you though.
It
happens all the time. Like I'm trying to think of like I saw what was it? I think it was a whole Hennessy commercial that they did where they did not talk about Hennessy the entire time. They just happened to be drinking it like in a glass.
Yeah.
I think it was about like a restaurant or something. And then it's just like Hennessy, but you're like, oh, that was nice though.
The videography was beautiful.
I'm serious. I mean, like, I don't know. That's probably targeted because they know that I'm into that kind of thing. Right. But at the same time, like, anytime you get, it doesn't even have to be on topic. Like, I feel like, there might even be like kind of like a pivot. Like in the past few years, like if you give me something super like blatant, I'm probably not gonna pay attention to it.
Right.
Like if it doesn't look good and is like super blatant towards your product, well, like they're like, buy this, please buy it.
If you feel like you're being sold to, I mean, you're usually turned off. But if you don't feel like you're being sold to and you're going on some journey with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I always say is like, if you try to sell me, I immediately don't want it.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you like put a spin on it, like Dr. Squatch, the soap. They get me every time because it's funny. Like they are literally blatantly selling me something, but it's hilarious the entire time. So I keep on watching it. I watch like 2 minutes worth of
it. Have you ever bought it?
No.
I have.
Is it good?
It's extraordinary. So actually it's actually the best deodorant I think I've ever had.
Wow.
Because I'm allergic to a lot of deodorants.
Yeah.
It's mostly antiperspirant. Because there's certain chemicals in antiperspirant that affect some people.
There's like some metals and stuff in it.
Yeah. I think it's nickel. But anyways, I've had so many issues. And so far in my life, I've only had one deodorant. I can't even remember the name of it that worked, but it didn't smell that good. So I was like, and it only lasted like 8 hours. So I was like, this kind of sucks. Dr. Squatch, though, we're going to send this to them because.
Oh, they're great.
Their deodorant. Yeah. Well, first of all, the commercials are incredible. Like, blow everyone out of the water, in my personal opinion, on when it comes to, like, a skin related or like shampoo or body wash or whatever commercials, they're so much better than everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
But their product is also backed up because it smells really good. And for me, it lasts 24 hours or, you know, as long as I need it to. And I don't break out in a rash, which is like such a huge deal.
Most deodorants, like you put it on and you're like, why am I burning?
Right, exactly.
It's like, why does this hurt? This should not hurt.
I've never had that issue.
You never had that issue? No. Oh my gosh.
Same kind of thing though. Like you're talking about really just producing really high quality content that's going to get me hooked eventually. Like Black Rifle.
Yeah.
Black Rifle Coffee. Like, I mean, I don't know how much money they put into production of just like
ads. I want to say that's produced by the guys from Corridor.
It doesn't even matter how much they put into it because their return is extraordinary.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And just like they get me every, like I remember when they were really, really small and they were putting that much work into it. And just to see, I mean, that's a case study right there of just seeing like their growth in the last 5 years going from like, yeah, I mean, like it was a cool niche coffee company. Right. And then now it's like, I mean, it's probably one of the best well-known like coffee brands like in the world right now.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people talk about it now. Whenever coffee is referred, they're like, "Oh, have you heard of Black Rifle Coffee?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course."
Well, and like they like going back to like the outdoor space. Like they have branched into the outdoor space. They've really branched into like on Joe Rogan. That's all the time. They actually really heavily throw ads out on podcasts, which is another thing that I think people like kind of downplay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's so many things, so many ads I've had on podcasts, like Athletic Greens.
Yeah.
Another really, really good one. Like,
did you buy
it? I have it. Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay.
Back to what you were saying about ads on podcasts.
Yeah.
They're like, they make it sound so good. Then you're like, what is this? What is this?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's because it's usually coming from the person you listen to. So it's like you're trusting that person, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah. I think there's one out there. Oh my gosh, Show Me Foods or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head. But like, you get a meal package in the mail, and it could last you months. It could
months,
like weeks.
Oh,
like
what
weeks.
The heck?
Oh, like yeah. Well, we did. Like right there, HelloFresh.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
Yeah, I did HelloFresh for forever. Because
dude, HelloFresh
like,
is awesome.
Eventually, I did end up quitting, like having it because I didn't need it. But
yes,
but we bought it for weeks, and half of that was just like I heard it on podcasts,
and it's all great the time. Too. It's not like.
It is good.
Low
it is pretty
supply
good food.
Food you think you would get. It's very high end.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, HelloFresh was really good when I got it. I really did enjoy the service. Sponsor. It was really, really good. But they do really good, like them, ButcherBox.
Yeah.
I mean, it is super high quality, but they advertise just really, really well. And
yeah, the fact that they're all it's all grass finished, so it's raised on grass. It's never fed any grains. It's all just like all natural, like supernatural.
Well, and
not that, supernatural.
That's something that's really big right now.
Ghosts,
I mean,
like Jesus. Fly or whatever.
You want to talk about like leaning into, like keeping up on things, like leaning into something that like people are really into, like that, like grass finished, grass fed beef. Like everyone is super on that right now. So if you say that and you're like, I'm gonna deliver it to your house, no matter where you are, and here's the price. Like you're
and
gonna
it,
get all
it
this.
Comes frozen, and you get free dry ice with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you sell that, you just sold that to me. I wouldn't even have to have that.
Right.
You just told me that, and you've got me.
Yeah, and it's not super expensive either.
That's not even, and that's not even like targeted. That's just like keeping up and like just knowing, you know, what's going on.
Knowing your
like,
product.
Yeah, knowing your product and knowing the market.
Yeah.
And the market right now is grass-fed, grass-finished, and if you can get me that to a cheap price, I mean, it doesn't really matter who you are. Yeah. I'm going
to
buy it.
So I think we've nailed down marketing to like a couple of key points. Repetition is number one.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need like high quality production or high ish quality production.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then make it creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And guess who can do that?
We can.
Growing
we
media.
Can.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
We do that all. We do it every month.
We
right?
just can't grow stuff.
We do it every day. Can... Shoot. Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
it depends.
But okay. So here's where I want to take it next.
What, are you like the leader or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I vote for Lucas as leader.
Okay, so.
A needle pulling thread.
What?
What?
A needle pulling thread. It's
he
that
said
song.
So.
Do re
yeah.
mi fa sol la ti do.
Oh. Okay, if you own a sewing company. No, I'm just kidding. but no, so I mean, I just want to dig into how we can create that for someone? Like, so if someone's watching and is like, hey, you know, can you guys do that? Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the
Rob, biggest thing. Get into that. Like, what steps do they need to take before even approaching us?
So basically, you need to iron out kind of what your message is, what you want to say with your commercial. You need to figure out how much you want to spend, and also do your research to find out how much that's going to, like, what that's going to get you. Mm-hmm. Because you can't come to a production company with $200 and expect a $10,000 commercial.
Yeah. Right.
And then you need to be open to working with creatives, because just because you have an idea in your head doesn't mean that it's going to be the best thing for your company. So you need to come to professionals and people who know the market. Well, hopefully if you're running a business, you know the market. Excuse me.
But if you don't, we can help you with that.
Right.
We can show you maybe what someone else is doing. Right. Somewhere else in the country, and be like, okay, well, we can somewhat mimic this, or just take ideas off of it,
right,
and then expand and make sure it's going to work where your business is located, or maybe you have a different target market that you want to dive into that you think no one else has dived into.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then we have the research for that. We can look up what your target market is and find out how we need to appeal to them.
Yeah.
Well, that's experience, right? Yeah. Right. I mean, that's what that is. And I mean, if we have anything, it's experience. I mean, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Especially
there
Riley.
There it is. And then after you come to us, I mean, we're going to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. We do everything.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we'll make sure, you know, you can see analytics, how things are performing, how things are not performing.
We want to build your ROI.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're not making money, then we want to know why and how we can fix it.
That's our fault if you're not making money.
Not always.
Within marketing.
Not always.
Within the marketing aspect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's getting cut out.
Yeah.
I'm just picking on you, Riley.
All right, you guys have anything else you guys want to add? Anything I didn't touch on? Riley, actually, I don't know if you ever told us a product that you've bought where you were marketed to.
Probably Apple.
Was it? But is that like a Facebook thing? Or
no,
like word of mouth?
Their ads are so good.
Their ads are
Their
really
graphics
good.
Are phenomenal. Yeah. You see them on TV or YouTube or something. You're like,
their stuff is very high quality. Like,
yeah, it's phenomenal. So it's like, I got to go buy that phone.
It's all shot with an iPhone.
Exactly.
There was one thing that I did want to say where we're talking about the repetition and repetition and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First of all, like, I know I've talked to a lot of people who are sick of seeing, especially people who don't pay for like Hulu without ads or YouTube a lot. You see the same ads over and over and over again. So I've been doing graphic design and stuff like that and production and all that stuff for like 18 years. I have kind of conditioned my brain to ignore a lot of that stuff. So like if anything even looks like an ad, my brain automatically tunes it out. So I can be scrolling through something and like there'll be 13 ads or whatever and I won't even notice that they're there. Or I've gone to like businesses before where if something's on the window, it's maybe a notice of like, hey, you need to make sure to be careful, the floor's wet or something like that.
Sure.
But it looks like an ad and I won't see it.
And then you slip and
you
fall.
You slip and fall.
Yep. That's just because I've tuned that stuff out in my brain. Sometimes I do see them like with the scrub shirt and I've been buying a bunch of stuff from Sweetwater.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
They send you candy, everybody.
Yep.
Every package they take care of you. They send you candy.
They'll call you too. They're like, hey, just let you know. It's like, oh, the customer service is so good.
Yeah. They have the best customer service.
Then they'll bombard you with like,
catalogs,
pamphlets. It's like, I don't want this.
Which I can't believe how much money they still spend on those. I'm just,
So that could be another direction we could go. Cause I ordered something. So if you're a big guy like me, you can't buy clothes like in a normal store. So you've got to go out different places. So I found this place called King Size and it's like just bigger clothes for bigger people.
Cause you're a king.
I am. Where's my crown?
Cha-da-da.
That's my king sound.
That's more like a princess.
I'm a king. anyway, so I bought something from them, right? And they sent me a catalog, like a little magazine kind of looking thing. And I get it in the mail. And I feel like I get one a week. And I'm like, this is insane. So I went on their website and I clicked on stop sending me these catalogs. I don't know if they did because I ordered something like a week later and they...
They put you right back on the list.
I think it redid it. So... Yeah. That's one thing you should do is don't annoy your customers.
But, I mean, sometimes annoying repetition will work.
Yeah. So, well, there's a balance.
But it also depends on the situation.
You
got to
find that balance.
Yeah. 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 For sure. It's all about balance.
within the Force.
This isn't Star Wars, Riley. The world is not Star Wars.
I wish.
But it can be.
Well, not this world, yeah. But in an alternate.
Alternate universe.
It's in a galaxy.
Okay, we're way off track. Thank you guys for watching this episode.
Hope it was informational.
You guys got to meet Shane, so it's worth it just for that.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your time on the podcast, though?
I loved it.
Good.
Sweet. All right, Shane will be back then. I don't know about Riley.
No, probably.
Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.